Good afternoon. I'm Ken Bastida, and this is your Picks Now update. Some new developments out of UC Berkeley, where a former student trainer is making some serious allegations against some of the football team's staff and players. She wrote a lengthy Facebook post detailing alleged harassment. KPIX5's Jackie Ward has more.
In a Facebook post that's just over 24 hours old, a Cal junior writes that she was consistently sexually harassed by members of the Cal football team. Now she's medically withdrawn, seeking treatment for PTSD and anxiety.
"I will get you fired if you do not have sex with me." This is just one of many inappropriate and threatening comments a Cal Berkeley student says she received while working as an intern for the Cal football team. "I was under the influence and not legally in a state of mind to be consenting to sex. He snuck me into his office, I put my backpack and binder down, and he immediately grabbed from my waist. I was terrified, my mind was fuzzy, and I do not remember much from that night. He kept kissing me, pushing me against the wall, and I left. The next day he cornered me at practice and said, 'If you do not have sex with me, I will get you fired.'" She writes, "I am a broke college student. I couldn't lose this job, and I was scared of him." She writes, "Fear of losing her job and in turn not being able to afford school, plus not wanting to let her mom down, is why she met a coach in his hotel room. When I got into his room, I was scared, so I just laid on the bed and tried to make small talk. He started taking his clothes off. I started crying uncontrollably. He yelled at me to get out of his room and that he could expletive any girl he wanted. Cal wouldn't talk to us on camera about this, instead writing in part, quote, 'Cal Athletics is and will be committed to fostering a culture where everyone feels safe, welcome, and respected. All of those associated with the department are expected to maintain ethical standards at all times.'"
The victim writes that she didn't want to quit her job because she relied on that money to pay for school. She says she also has tried contacting several coaches and school administrators, but has not heard back from them. In Berkeley, Jackie Ward, KPIX 5.
Cal's Office for the Prevention of Harassment and Discrimination is now investigating these allegations. Well, a somber anniversary in Oakland today as the community remembers four police officers who were killed in the line of duty 10 years ago. On this day in 2009, Officer John Hegwe and Sergeant Mark Dunnigan were shot and killed during a traffic stop of a wanted felon. Sergeants Irvin Romans and Daniel Sakai were also killed while searching for the suspect. More than 100 officers, former officers, family, and friends stood united today, gathering at St. Benedict Catholic Church to remember them.
"We have officers who just couldn't come to work today. It's too hard on them.
This is just a stark reminder to us what a dangerous job our police officers have, and that as a city, we mourn every loss of life."
The city holds a memorial for the officers every year, but even after a decade, time hasn't healed the pain. Meanwhile, in Sonoma County, three residents who lost their homes in the 2017 wildfires are now suing two government-chosen firms involved in the debris cleanup. The lawsuit accuses Ash Britt International and Tetra Tech of removing too much soil from their properties, all for financial gain. It states the companies were paid between $200 and $300 per ton of debris removed. Ash Britt's chief of staff has responded to the claim, saying the amount of debris removed from properties followed all contract requirements. Tetra Tech says the lawsuit, quote, has no merit whatsoever. You'll recall Tetra Tech is also involved in another unrelated case. They're accused of fabricating radiation data related to the environmental cleanup at the Hunters Point Naval Shipyard in San Francisco. President Trump signing an executive order taking aim at incidents like this. A conservative speaker at Berkeley punched in the face last month. The order requires public universities to certify that they comply with the First Amendment right to free speech on campus or risk losing billions in federal grants.
"Keep standing up for your values, for your classmates, and for your country. And you can be certain that every day of my presidency, we will always support your rights and your freedoms and your future."
Well, it's not clear how the order will be implemented or even enforced. Facebook revealing today that it did not properly mask the passwords of hundreds of millions of its users, along with tens of thousands of Instagram users. making them available in plain text on an internal company server accessible by more than 20,000 employees. Facebook discovered the passwords during a security review in January and launched an investigation. The social media giant issued a statement acknowledging the issue, saying in part, quote, "To be clear, these passwords were never visible to anyone outside of Facebook, and we have found no evidence to date that anyone internally abused or improperly accessed them." The site says that they have fixed the issue and will notify users whose passwords were stored this way. And it's official, the Raiders will be playing their next season in Oakland today. The Oakland City Council voted to extend the team's lease, so the Raiders will shell out $7.5 million in rent for the Coliseum and the practice facility in Alameda and have $10.5 million option for 2020 if their Las Vegas stadium is not yet completed. San Francisco, get ready to lay the smack down. Mission Bay's Chase Center will host the WWE's Monday Night Raw and SmackDown Live. The announcement comes as part of the venue's Reveal Week, which showcases the first slate of top-tier shows to perform this fall. The exact date and time of both events will be announced later on. And we'll be back with another update at the top of the hour. You can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page.